Okay, so let's talk about the new film from M. Night Shyamalan, which is called Trap. We already made a video during the CinemaCon presentation. We talked about the footage that was shown, all that good stuff. Now we got the trailer, a little bit more about this film as well. So before we get any further into it, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. Make sure you comment down below your thoughts and opinions because we are running a giveaway, and all you have to do to enter that giveaway is actually just be subscribed and comment below. At 29,500 subscribers, we will announce a winner. It will be a movie package. You don't want to miss out on that. But let's get into Trap, which stars Josh Hartnett, Sallika Shyamalan, Hayley Mills, Marnie McPhail, Scott Mascuti, and Vanessa Smythe. So this film is coming out August 9th, 2024, directed by M. Night Shyamalan, written by M. Night Shyamalan, produced by M. Night Shyamalan, and is going to be distributed by Warner Brothers. So we always love to hear when Shyamalan is doing their own thing. Trailer opens up at a concert. Lady Raven is the performer, and Lady Raven's actually played by M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, Sallika Shyamalan, who is actually also a musician. So very much so love to see M. Night uplifting his children and just continuing working on movies he wants to work on. We then cut to a father and a daughter who will be attending the concert, the father being played by Josh Hartnett. They're going into the venue as we see, and you know, it's just any old vibes, right? Going to a concert, going to have a good time, big pop artist, all that good stuff. And so we see as the banners and everything around the stadium, it's starting to fill, and I really like how everything does feel like when you actually go to a concert, right? Eating some pretzels, you know, concert stuff. Concert starts, looks like it's amazing, Lady Gaga-esque vibes right here. And then we get a very interesting sort of turn. We start to see that the concert may not be like any other concert. There might be something going on here. As we see, there are cops all over, there's security cameras being placed, and Josh Hartnett's character decides to ask one of the people working at the venue, like, hey, you know what's going on? It's kind of weird. Cops, cameras, closed doors, things like that. Guy's like, you know what? I shouldn't be telling you this, but they actually know that this guy called the Butcher, who has been going around terrorizing, killing people around the city, was going to be here. They got that tip, and now they're going to set up this trap to pretty much trap them in here and capture the Butcher. You got SWAT, you got the police, you got all of these people out here around the venue. There's no way out. There's nothing you can do. You're trapped. And Josh Hartnett's character just has like a little bit of a smile. And then we see that this is because they themselves are the Butcher. Yes, they are the Butcher. We see as they go to the restroom that they look at a video that they have on their phone, where we see that they actually have somebody right now trapped as well. It seems in their laundry room or basement as a sinister smile approaches. We then see that they try to go back to the concert, try to play everything off, but it looks like they're losing their cool at times, but they're still trying their best, you know? And we see quick montages of the concert. We see a bit of Josh Hartnett's character as well, and just everything that's about to happen. There's this quick little footage here of a lady falling down the stairs. We don't know if Josh Hartnett did that or what. It looks like there's going to be a ton of instances where Hartnett's going to try and create distractions to get out of here. The police look like they are going to be coming into the venue at some point. We don't know who this lady is. Might be important later on, but we see that there is something going to happen here as well. Looks like people are running as well. So honestly, this trailer really did it for me. The CinemaCon footage description had already had me sat. I loved M. Night Shyamalan's recent work, even old. Some people didn't vibe with it, but I say give it another chance. And I'm telling you, there's something there. There's something there. But the movie's interesting, honestly, with its premise. So official premise says a man and his daughter attend a pop concert. They realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event. And the big twist here that everybody was like surprised was that there was actually going to be a twist right in the trailer that was shown to us, that Josh Hartnett's character is actually the killer here. We'll see how this all unfolds. I'm pretty sure there is more than just one twist in this film. M. Night's known for this, right? Like, they're known for really hiding details in the movies, not really showcasing everything. And then as the movie unfolds, these things start to come to light, and it's just interesting to see. So Trapped is scheduled to come out August 9, 2024 by Warner Brothers. First film with the studio since Lady in the Water. And we know Lady in the Water was one of those films that I think was the turning point for the general consensus on M. Night. A lot of people really didn't vibe with that movie, hated it, and so that made a lot of people turn on M. Night, where I think M. Night had been in this different light, especially with films like Signs and also with films as well like The Sixth Sense. So I think that M. Night has recently started to come into a renaissance again, with people seeing the true beauty, the true art that is M. Night's movies, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this one. So like I said, we don't know anything else about this film. We do know it's set in this venue. This father and daughter are out to have a good time. Turns out the police are aware that the butcher killer is here, and it turns out that that butcher killer is the father, Josh Hartnett. Josh Hartnett as well having a good renaissance of late, right? We had seen them in Oppenheimer just recently, and it had been a bit before we had seen him in other stuff as well. Like, he had been in some movies here and there, but we had consistently seen him from like 1998 into 2008 in a ton of movies, and then it sort of started to slow down and he periodically came in. But I'm excited to see that they are coming back full throttle, especially like seeing him in films last year like Operation Fortune and Oppenheimer, and just seeing him in more and more stuff. Like, he is a great actor, and I'm excited for this return. And Night Shyamalan's Trap is definitely a must-see this summer. We will be watching it, and we will be on seeing how this unfolds. We'll be discussing it. We'll be breaking it down as we learn more information. So if you want all of that, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you are hitting that notification bell to know when videos drop. We do have our Abigail review up already if you want to go check that out. Opening this weekend, one of our favorite movies. Such a fun time with an audience, honestly. And we also have an Indie Explain for that movie coming out later tonight. So if you want to be in the know of all of that, make sure you're subscribed. And also, if you want to enter our giveaway, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you comment below your thoughts and your opinions on Trap, if you're going to be watching it or not. Which is your favorite M. Night movie? I think for me so far, it has to be Signs, but I think that Knock at the Cabin comes very close. That was such a great film, such a great cast as well. So also let us know what other thing might happen in this movie that might be a twist. With M. Night Shyamalan, we expect a lot of twists. We'll be having some theories, some thoughts, some opinions on this film. We're going to watch the trailer a couple more times, see what we can pick up, and then we'll also give us some theories of what this movie could happen. Could it be all in his head? Is he actually the butcher? Is he just imagining he is? Or is there somebody he knows who is the butcher? You know, there's a lot of things that could happen, but let us know what you think. We're excited for Trap. We want to see more of it. Scott Mescudi in it. I'm excited to see what role they will be playing in. We didn't see them in the trailer, but I'm pretty sure we'll get some more images and stuff like that pretty soon. But yeah, as always, that's going to do it for me. Follow us on our social medias. Our website is www.culturalexit.com. I'll see all of you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.